الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن ربك واسع المغفرة صدق الله العظيم الله سبحانه وتعالى sent down أنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام on a continuous basis for one thing and that is that when it comes to the final reckoning whichever the ummah might be, whichever the person might be, whichever the era might be, all are going to be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ We have not sent any messenger, but they will give us of clear tidings and they will give us of warning. فَمَنْ آمَنَا وَأَصْلَحَ Those who brought iman and corrected themselves, فَلَا خُوفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ They had no fear and they had no grief on that particular, no worry. So the thing is that on the day of Qiyamah, we have heard so many things with regard to what the day is and what's going to happen. It's called Yawmul Faza'il Akbar, the day of the great calamity, the day of the great tremor. So on the other hand, Alhamdulillah, the day of Qiyamah is also a very, very beautiful day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat and mercy is going to be spread in ways that not even can be imagined by anybody else. The fact that Allah sent down Anbiya and Prophets is already a mercy. And on that particular day, we're going to see the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in manners that we did not even think about it. We know the very famous hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah ta'ala created mercy, however it is, and 99 parts of the mercy He left for the akhirah. The one part is in this world here. So we see the mercy of Allah in different ways today, mashallah, such a cool day. And the mercy of Allah in so many other ways, a mother showing mercy to her child. Even an animal, a wild beast, when it caught its little cub there, it shows mercy to it. All that mercy which we have been seeing is only one part of the 99 parts of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then show His mercy to the people and the 99 parts will then come there. So we must always keep in mind that, oh Allah, You are the most merciful of those who show mercy. That's what is meant here. He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. Allah says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِيَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ My mercy envelops everything else. Now the place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is mentioned in the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got it written over the throne. What He got written? He got, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي غَلَبَتْ غَضَبِي That my mercy, it overwhelms, it surpasses my anger and my wrath. So subhanallah. So we must have this hope also that inshallah we're not in any difficulty on the day of Qiyamah, but that is going to be a day also when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will even, you know, show mercy. And according to one incident, it is mentioned that once a woman was busy making a fire and the heat was so much that she was fanning the child that was lying next to. So the child must not get hot. This woman went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, that will a mother ever throw her child into the fire? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never ever. So she said, then how will Allah ta'ala ever throw us into the fire? He is so merciful. So and another incident also mentioned, once some captives of war were brought and they were women, they were children, whatever. And one child got lost and separated from the mother. And so this mother is running around frantically looking for the child. Where is my child? Where is my child? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is looking. And then she spotted the child. She took the child and she hugged the child and she gave the child milk to drink and so forth. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, do you see that mother, how much of love she is showing to her child? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love for His servants is much, much more. On the day of Qiyamah, the mercy of Allah is going to be so much, so broad, so wide, that the kuffar who totally rejected Him, they're going to also start thinking, it looks like we're going to get a chance here. Shaitan himself is going to get excited. He say, look, I think things are looking good around here. I might just make it through. That is mentioned in the hadith. Shaitan also will have some hope. So that shows us how the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be on the day of Qiyamah. Allah's mercy on the day of Qiyamah, according to one narration, will come on a person who has got mountains of sins. Mountains of sins. People are involved in so many different things, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy will come. So obviously, we're not encouraging that, okay, do what you want to. Allah's mercy is very, very great. A lot of times, people, they say, no, Allah ghafoor rahim. Allah is forgiving and merciful. No, it's not that. It is that on that day, there will be so much of mercy also shown. And it's not a day where people of iman must have any kind of hope and feel that we are gone as no. Inshallah, Allah's mercy is very, very great. So on the day of Qiyamah, it is mentioned, the ummah, only the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be given permission to make sajda. And they make a long sajda. And then when they will lift up the heads from sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce for him, for them. He said, my mercy is all for all of you. So that is only for the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then there are lots of other hadith also that tell us how Allah ta'ala will show mercy on the day of Qiyamah to various people. For example, the people who fast on the day of Qiyamah, the people who are fasting, are going to be kept in a very special place, and they are going to be enjoying whatever cold drinks or whatever it might be. And the people will say, who are those people here? It will be said, these are the people who used to fast when the days were hot. So alhamdulillah, when we are fasting and we keep this hadith also in front of us, that the mercy of Allah will inshallah envelop us on that day. Then the very famous hadith we know, سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَا ظِلَّا ظِلَّا إِلَّا ظِلَّا. That there are seven people who will be in the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when there's going to be no other shade. What is that shade? The first is one, the ruler, a ruler that is just. He was fair to everybody. He will be given place there. The second person is that person who is a young man and who spent his youth in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third one is the person whose heart was attached to the masjid. Attached to the masjid means that when he is out of the masjid, he's just waiting, when can I get back into the masjid? And when he has to leave the masjid, or wherever he is, he's just thinking, I need to be in the masjid. So our Ustad rahimahullah once said, it is like a person when he leaves the masjid, he hangs his heart in the masjid and then he goes out. You know, and think my heart is there. So he's always worried. Just an explanation to understand what is there. Then the next person is that person who, two people who meet each other for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there is that one who is called by a pretty, beautiful woman with love and who has got a high status and she got beauty, and she invites him. She says, come. And he says, no, inni khafullah, I'm here, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a big challenge. So he'll go also into the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there's that person who is making ibadat in privacy and he starts crying. And then there's that person who gives sadaqah with his right hand, that his left hand also does not go. So these are all those actions which are going to bring the special mercy of Allah on the day when it is referred to as the day of the great calamity. Allah's mercy will also be very, very vast. And then there's one more thing. There's a beautiful hadith where Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man satara musliman, satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. Whoever conceals a Muslim, that means the faults of a Muslim, Allah will conceal him and his faults on the day of Qiyamah. There isn't anything worse than this, that on the day of Qiyamah a person is exposed. It is bad, it's going to be bad. So many times we hear that somebody got this problem, or somebody got that fault, or somebody did this. In this day of social media, we quickly forward it, you know. We send it forward. So this is wrong what we are doing. Keep it hidden. In fact, cover him and cover up for him also if you can. With this in mind, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will show his special mercy and cover me up. Last one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of Qiyamah, when the people are going to be entering into Jannah, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ الْجَنَّةِ. When the people of Jannah will enter into Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them, هَلْ رَضِيتُمْ هَلْ رَضِيتُمْ. Are you all happy? They will say, oh Allah, why must we not be happy? When you have given us that which you didn't give to any of your creation, then Allah Ta'ala will say, Allahu Akbar, وَحِلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي وَلَا أَسْخَطُ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. My pleasure has become wajib on you. I'll never ever get angry with you again. Subhanallah, what a beautiful announcement that is. You know, I'll never get cross with you. See, in this world we say, God, we mustn't upset somebody. There's another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the people of Jannah, هَلْ تُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا أَزِيدَكُمْ. Should I, you got anything else I could increase you? So they will say, oh Allah, have you not made our faces white? هَلْ تُبَيَّضُ وَجُوهَانَا. Haven't you made our faces white? Now the Nuraniyat. And have you not saved us from Jahannam? And have you not entered us into Jannah? What else is there that we can ask you? Then the curtains will lift up, subhanallah. And the people will have an opportunity, a nazru ilallah, to behold the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the greatest gift and the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to show for his people on the day of Qiyamah. So that's why we must always make dua, Allah, give me the opportunity of getting that blessing and that mercy. Give me the love of wanting to behold your countenance on the day of Qiyamah.